Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman and welcome to today's ETF special. As of February 2021, there were 219 exchange-traded products listed on the ASX. There is truly something for everyone. And to prove it to you today, we're going to be talking three ETFs for bulls and three ETFs for bears. And to help me discuss this, I'm joined by James Whelan from VFS Group and Adam Dawes from Shaw & Partners.
Hi.
Adam, I'll start with you.
Yes.
We'll start on the bullish side.
Yeah.
First off, BetaShares ETF Tech Tigers Asian Region.
Yes.
This is obviously giving investors exposure to the biggest tech names in Asia. Buy,
yes.
Hold or sell?
Well, look, it's a buy from me. I think the Asia thematic is absolutely fantastic. And this one has got a really good exposure to China. So you're really going to get a lot of that. Hong Kong as well. So you get your 10 cents, those kinds of things in this one. I think it's a buy.
James, we've got bulls, we've got bears, we've got tigers. I feel like I'm in the zoo. Buy, hold, or sell on Asia?
Have to be a sell on Asia, unfortunately. It depends. I'm a sell on Asia. Didn't want to be, but the portion that's in that ETF, which has got the Chinese tech exposure, I think that President Xi and the CCP just looking to crack down on some of those companies. I don't know when that's going to stop. If that's a known unknown, I can't be a buyer of that stock.
Okay, let's go Aussie. The small cap index is just run very hard. Vanguard small cap ETF capitalizing on this. Buy, hold, or sell?
Have to be a sell as well on this one. I think that everything has sort of run up beautifully for small caps. And now with rates rising, might just start to tweak some of their margins a touch. I think that there's some other active managers that may be a little bit better where you'd want to have it. So for this one, just with regards to the index, I have to be a sell.
Adam, this ETF's been up 60% in the last 12 yeah. months. Has it got more room to run? Buy, hold, or sell?
Well, I'm going to disagree with James. I think it's a buy.
He's a surprise.
And the reasons why is that I use it as a portion for my clients' portfolios. Now, it might be only 5% of the client's portfolio, but I don't have the activity that these guys have in that small cap space. They know what they're doing, right? So I would rather employ a small cap manager, good MER on this one, but a small cap manager to manage 5 to 10% of my client's portfolio to get a little bit more. So we've been investing in this one for a long time, and I think it's a fantastic one, so it's a buy from me.
Okay, Mr. Bull, it's time to put your money where your mouth is. We've got, of course, a leverage ETF. It's BetaShares Gear ETF. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a hold from me. I know I'm sitting on the fence on this one and Ouch. James is shaking his head. Look, anything leveraged, I'm really, really, really cautious about. How can I conscientiously put an 80-year-old client into something like this when she really doesn't understand the underlying issues of leverage and what goes on? But it does sit in a portion of clients' portfolios, so it's a hold to a sell from me.
Yeah.
James, this is up 80% in the last 12 months.
You can't have a sell on all three.
Why not? There's no rule. Is there a law against it?
All right.
I'm wondering how Shaw Stockbroking manages to have 180% allocation in clients' portfolios. You have to not have some stuff in there.
All right, buy, hold, sell on Gear.
I've got to be a sell. Just for the same thing, I'd be a hold, but he said hold, so there you go. But I've got to be a sell on this one because it is leveraged. It does add a little bit too much exposure. There's a rotation that's going on right now. I think everything has run a little bit too hot. I don't want to be left two times negative from them just front on. That's the best explanation that I've got.
Okay, well, I've got one for you, hopefully. It's BetaShares Bear ETF. Now, this is designed to go up when the market goes down and down, of course, when the market goes up. Buy, hold, or sell?
There's only been one time in the last 18 months when I've been short this market, and that was late February last year with everything that was going on with the pandemic. I'm a sell on this one because I don't want to hold it. I've got an expression which says that you're either in or you're out. don't be short, because government money, stimulus checks, everything that sort of goes into the market keeps everything propping up. So I can't physically be short this market, but I just don't want to, I just can't hold it.
Adam, the market hasn't rewarded the bears,
no,
really. Buy, hold, or sell on this one.
This one is a sell for me also. It doesn't have a delta of 1-to-1. As the market would go up, let's say it goes up 10 points, down 10 points, it'll only go up by 9. It doesn't have a 1-to-1 delta, so there is slippage and you don't get the actual movement if you buy options or whatever. You don't get the full value of the stock market going lower for the bear ETF to go higher. So it's not one for me. And again, I'm not short this market.
Sure. Well, next up we have ETF Securities Gold ETF,
yep,
giving investors access to physical gold. Yep. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a buy. For me, absolutely, it's a buy, everybody. This one is basically, we use it as a commodity aspect. Now, gold has certainly been on the nose over the last 3 months.
Really?
And we like to put another 5%, not anymore, 5% of our clients' portfolios into gold. I think this is one that takes out all the company risk. It just basically looks at the overall gold commodity, and it's something I think gold will come back into favour and it will have its time to shine. So I think it's a buy from me.
That was awful.
Gold's, you know, come off a bit recently, but could be getting back to where it was. Buy, hold, or sell?
Gold is a buy. Get a 5% allocation into it. Go with Adam on this one. I'm going to go with myself on this one too. That get a foothold in it now. Add to it as it dips down lower, or add to it as it goes up. But either way, start with an allocation to gold now. Inflation is coming. We'll disagree about that. Gold is your hedge on that.
Okay, last up we have VanEck Emerging Markets Debt ETF. Growing area of the market, buy, hold, or sell?
I'm a sell on this one too. I'm pretty, wow, okay.
You
turns
are.
Out I'm actually quite bearish with you. The emerging market debt, with the US dollar going up, is not good for emerging market debt. And I know that this ETF doesn't have as much of an allocation into the spaces that are going to get hurt, but as a rule, US dollar is rising and it will continue to rise through 2021. So emerging market debt is more difficult for them to raise debt and pay it back in US dollars.
It's definitely one to diversify your portfolio.
Yeah.
What do you say to this ETF? Buy, hold, or sell?
So I think bonds or debt is a portion of a client's portfolio. You need to have that as part of strategic asset allocation of a client's portfolio. So I think there are better ones out there. So it's a hold from me. If you've got it, I'd still hold on to it, but I wouldn't take any new positions in it, due to the fact there are other ones that I think have a better access and better income and, yeah, better for that emerging market debt.
Whether you're a bull, a bear, or even a tiger, there is something for everyone. Don't miss out on this golden opportunity. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to LiveWire's YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.